And here he is, Michael Savage.
President of the United States is, you know, our boss. But he's also, you know, the president and the first lady are kind of like the mom and the dad of the country. And when your dad says something, you listen.
Kamerad, woher stammt?
Ein Volk, ein Führer, ein Reich, Deutschland.
And when your dad says something, you listen. And when you don't, it usually bites you in the ass later on.
Ein Volk, ein Führer, ein Reich.
Now you see what happens when you have a drug-addicted moron invited to the White House. It shows you the level of uneducated stupidity that is supporting President Obama. Here is an example of that. When your dad says something, you better listen, and when you don't, it usually bites you in the you-know-what later on. So I'm here to support the president on gun control. That's a dumb, moronic comedian who was invited to the White House several times to show you how far this country has fallen, how the White House has been trashed by this presidency. I intercut Ein Volk, Ein Führer, Ein Reich because the same mentality existed in Germany in the 1930s from diehard, stupid, drunken Germans, the same as we have here in America, stupid, stoned Americans, in my estimation. No different than the good Germans, we have the bad Americans. Welcome to the Savage Nation. You know the phone number here, 855-400-7282. I wasn't even going to open with that, but I couldn't resist in order to attract your attention. I have some other stories that are bigger than this stupid idiot, this failed dumb comedian, but I had to play it to show you the level of support he's getting from the bad Americans in the United States of America today. Here's another tidbit for you tonight on the program. Remember the Ground Zero Mosque that Mayor Bloomberg was in favor of? Remember the hullabaloo over the Ground Zero Mosque at the site of the World Trade Center that was destroyed by Islamists? You do recall that, don't you? Remember how all the good liberals like Bloomberg lined up to say anyone who opposed the Ground Zero Mosque was a racist? Well, did you hear today that the head of the mosque that was to be built near the site of the September 11th, 2001 attacks in New York City was sued today and accused of stealing millions of dollars in donations, spending it on lavish lifestyle perks for himself and his wife? The lawsuit filed in today in Manhattan Supreme Court by several donors accuses so-called imam Faisal Abdul-Rauf. You know, whenever you hear the word imam or rabbi or minister, don't assume that they're holier than thou. Accuses imam Faisal Abdul-Rauf of diverting $3 million from the Malaysian government for his personal use and $167,000 from private donations to build the Ground Zero Mosque. Instead, this false prophet, Rauf, used the money to pay for vacations, real estate, entertainment, a luxury sports car, and other gifts, and lavish lifestyle perks for himself and his wife, the lawsuit said. The lawsuit also accused Imam Rauf of falsifying the two groups' tax returns for several years to conceal fund transfers and sources. His lawyer, Paul Knight, did not immediately return a call Tuesday afternoon. If you remember, Mayor Bloomberg was all for the controversial plan to build a Muslim cultural center and mosque in Lower Manhattan, right next to the site of the World Trade Center attacks. Rauf was ousted as the project's chief religious leader in January of 2011. The case is Robert Leslie Deek et al. Versus Imam Faisal Abdul-Rauf et al. In the New York State Supreme Court, New York County. Former Ground Zero Mosque imam accused of pocketing donations. Nothing you can say about it. I'm just giving you some news stories that won't make it to your local PC paper and will not make it to the ever-untrustworthy Fox News. Here's another story from BusinessInsider.com. Trust in Fox News is at a record low, according to a new survey from Public Policy Polling released today. Only 41% of respondents to the poll said that they now trust Fox News, compared to 46% who said they did not. That's an astounding 17-point swing from 2010 when public policy polling first did the survey. Now, why do you think Fox has lost the trust of an incredible amount of independents? In 2010, independents only slightly distrusted Fox at a 41-44 split. Now they distrust it by a 32-56 split. As you well know, I am banned by Fox News. They will have pimps, prostitutes, degenerates, Islamists, jailbirds, throat cutters, you name it, but they will not have the leading name in talk radio, Michael Savage. And the reason is because Big Chin, whatever his name, I forget his name, the big one, the 6'6", terrified man on the channel, hates me. He hates me, the leprechaun, because he's jealous of me. He's jealous of me because he knows I'm smarter than him. The reason he won't have me on his show is because he knows I can outsmart him if he had me on the show. But that's not the reason that independents no longer trust Fox. I believe the reason Fox's ratings have plummeted is because, I'm going to lay it on the line, how many of their pundits predicted Obama was going to lose by a landslide? Shall I say Wallbanger? Wallbanger was practically shooting staples from his eyes, putting up new wallboard, getting ready for the Republican, for Mitt Romney to enter the White House. He put up new wallboard in the White House for Mitt Romney with his eyes, with his mouth, with his tongue. You know, Hey Abbott is finished. Hey Abbott's ratings have plummeted by 50%, but he wasn't the only one. A guy I happen to like is Dick Morris. Another one predicted all wrong, threw him off the air. So, I mean, it's unbelievable to me. I could ask you, why has Fox News' ratings plummeted? Why have you reduced your time watching Fox, if you would like to talk about it? Another topic I want to talk about today is gluten. I know, going from one thing to the other. And the reason is because I think that the gluten scam needs to be discussed. There's a hysteria in America today about gluten that needs to be discussed so that more and more people don't fall into this crucible of insanity. People have been eating wheat for about 25,000 years. So you're telling me your Italian grandmother was a moron and a group of emaciated hippies from San Francisco who said that all of humanity's problems are based upon eating gluten are correct. Your grandmother was wrong, but the emaciated hippie doctors from San Francisco are right who told you to avoid gluten. No, I'm sorry, they're wrong. There are a small percentage of people who have a serious condition called celiac disease, which is an indisputably wise medical directive to avoid gluten. That is a well-known medical fact. But why are you avoiding gluten? Because you heard that it's bad for you? Do you even know what gluten is? You don't even know what gluten is, but you know it's bad for you. And then you'll call me and say, Mike, I gave up gluten and I lost weight, and I feel much better. And that's because my immune system is working better. You don't know what you're talking about. You lost weight because you gave up starch. But it doesn't mean you're going to live longer or live better. In fact, I'm going to hazard a guess that most of the people who have given up starch and wheat are going to get sick earlier in life. And that is because bread, being the staple of life, is also one of the best neutralizing elements in your diet. It is also one of the most absorbing qualities of all diets, etc. You understand that? I'm going to talk about the gluten myth on the Savage Nation, because many of you don't know what gluten is, but everywhere you turn, gluten-free this, gluten-free that. So I don't want you to, you could call if you want, 855, I forget my number already, what day is today? If it's Wednesday, it must be San Francisco, 855-400-SAVAGE. I don't travel well. The wine gets disturbed in the bottle of my mind, and it takes me weeks to recover a trip like this. Flying to New Orleans and back in 2 days. For me, that's like going to, it's like, you know, crossing the North Pole for me, you know, by foot with sled dog. Why have you stopped watching Fox would be a good, or reduced your time spent watching would be a good question. Chris Rockhead with his Ein Volk, Ein Führer, Ein Reich comment. How do you feel about Chris Rockhead saying that Obama is the father of our country, the boss of our country, and you better listen to dad? Does my cut of Ein Volk, Ein Führer, Ein Reich make sense? I mean, Stalin was called father. Oh, yeah, they called Joseph Stalin the father of Russia. Chris Rock would fit right in. If you don't understand what I'm saying, try to understand now. The slavish worshippers of Obama are fascists. Period. I don't care if they're funny potheads. They're fascists and they're dangerous. Put them in a swastika uniform and you'll have a perfectly fine goose stepper. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, Chris Rock, he's funny. Ha, 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 ha. Why is he funny? He's a little martinet. But that's the media for you. Oh, he's funny. Why is he funny? I don't know, but I heard he's funny. What did he just say? Oh, he said Obama's the father of a country. You better follow him. play Ein Volk, Ein Führer, Ein Reich, because that's what went on in Germany in the 1930s. They felt the same way as Chris Rockhead and the other little martinet fascists. Play it. I want them to hear it again. You can play it. It's not hard to hit the button, is it?
President of the United States is, you know, our boss. But he's also, you know, the president and the first lady are kind of like the mom and the dad of the country. And when your dad says something, you listen.
Kamerad, woher stammt?
Ein Volk, ein Führer, ein Reich.
And when your dad says something, you listen. And when you don't, it usually bites you in the ass later on.
You martinet moron, you. You know, the only reason Chris Rock is even is not washing cars in a car wash is because one of the biggest scoundrels in Hollywood discovered this man and made him who he is simply because he is such a slavish worshiper of the boss in the White House. For those of you who don't know German, Ein Volk, Ein Führer, Ein Reich is very simple to figure out since our language is, although not related directly, it has some Saxon words in it. You can figure out. One people, one land, one leader. That's what this martinet moron thinks that this country was built upon. Ein Volk, Ein Führer, Ein Reich. It just shows you how sad this country has become that such a low-life, uneducated martinet would be given any play whatsoever. So let's see the calls I have so far. On a board with 20 lines of red lights, which I call my pinball machine in the sky, I judge how you're reacting to my provocative openings, questions, and comments by how many of you call me. Right now, not many of you are calling me. I got a call on Iran and Egypt, gluten, and that's it. No one cares about anything else. Oh, I got one buyer on the Fox. They're dribbling into the tent tonight. See, I imagine there were 77,000 people in the New Orleans Astrodome when I was there. It was awesome. So as a performer myself, I said, could I actually get up in front of this auditorium and speak? I said, well, if I had Beyonce opening it with that, maybe I could follow her. I don't know what an act that would be to follow. I wouldn't use Beyonce. I'd use the Boy Scouts or something like that to open me. But do you know that my average quarter hour may be larger than that audience? I don't know what my AQH is. It could be half that. That means I don't know what it is. I'm going to find it out. But it's about every 15 minutes, my audience is about, I'd say, half the size of the people in the Astrodome. That's pretty awesome. So when I see the actual people in front of me, I say to myself, you have an unbelievable responsibility to that audience. And you better not screw it up, Mike. By the way, before I take my first break, I have some sad and some good news. My dear friend Lorenzo Petroni of the North Beach Restaurant, who I talk about affectionately, who I have fictionalized in my novels as Bruno, in both in Abuse of Power and now in my new novel, A Time for War. It's set in that restaurant in Bruno's. Lorenzo, I hope he isn't mad at me, but we're all cheering and praying for him. Was diagnosed with cancer a few weeks ago. The man is a mountain of a man. Everyone knows him. If you touch him, it's like, you know, he's in his 70s. He's the kind of guy in his 70s you can kill five men at once with his hands. Just a great man. We love him. He's the father of San Francisco. He's the true legend of the city. So that's not bad enough. The man is taking chemotherapy. I get a call this morning. He's walking 4:30 in the morning with the thing he loves more on earth than anything, Luigi, his dachshund. He crosses the street in San Francisco on Union Street, and some bum taxi driver who should be deported jumps through a stop sign, misses Lorenzo by a foot, and runs his dog dachshund, his dog Luigi over right in front of his eyes while he's going through chemotherapy. Lorenzo told me he was on the ground on the pavement crying like a baby. He hasn't cried like that in years. I'll tell you the update the minute I come back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS, 800-827-3285.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
KSFO traffic. Troubles in Golden Gate Bridge and police action. Northbound traffic is getting better as the lanes have been reopened, but still very slow up Doyle Drive. And on 19th Avenue, getting through the Presidio. Southbound 101 slow before the Waldo Tunnel, heading down across the bridge. Southbound 101 Ralston injury crash. It's in the right lane. Still traffic backed up to 3rd Avenue in San Mateo. Northbound backed up to Woodside Road. I'm Dave Fouts, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
On the next morning show, why are gun stores in the Bay Area being targeted by liberal activists? You'll find out tomorrow morning, 5 to 9, with me, Brian Sussman, and the crew on KSFO.
Hello, infidels. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Look, the opening of my show is like a Persian miniature. That's what distinguishes my show, those of you who have been listening for years. I put out around 10 different ideas, any one of which could carry us tonight. I can't summarize them all. I mean, I talked about the dumb comedian who we're now calling the official comic of the new fatherland. I talked about the gluten fad and how people have been stampeded into thinking that they're all, let's say, sick because they're eating wheat products, which is ludicrous. We're going to talk about gluten. I have talked about my friend Lorenzo Petroni of the North Beach restaurant, who's going through chemo and doing well under it. I mean, the guy is so strong that the chemo isn't even, you know, doing to him what it does to most people. He's like an Iron Man, and this has to happen to him now. That the thing he loves more than anything on the earth, so far as I know, he's a dog lover like I am. I mean, Luigi is dachshund, is his life. Luigi gets hit by a taxi. The car jumps through a stop sign and misses him. He said if he wasn't wearing a red jacket, he would have killed him. He would have been killed. And crushes his dachshund, Luigi. Lorenzo's on the ground. You know, this is his... Anyway, I got a call that the dog... You're not going to believe the story. The car ran over him, and the dog didn't have one broken bone. He's in the dog hospital, and he's going to be well. Okay? So, Luigi the dog is going to be well. So Teddy and Luigi can meet up in the North Beach restaurant and share some grappa together. They're very near. Some dog grappa. So listen to this. So Lorenzo says to me, the cop who wrote it up said to him, don't even bother suing. A dog is not a person. According to the law, a dog is an object, like a pocketbook. And all you're going to collect is the hospital bill. There's no pain and suffering for you. I said, what do you mean there's no pain and suffering for you? Believe me, if I was a lawyer, like the kind of lawyers I see operating today, I would say, I'd take the law and stand it on his head. What I would say is, okay, I'm not looking for pain and suffering for my dog, but he jumped the stop sign, and I love this dog. It's my whole life. It's my pain and suffering. It is my loss of comfort that I'm going to sue the taxi company for. That's what I would do. But that's what I would do if I were a lawyer. You're lucky the world is very lucky I'm not a lawyer. Very lucky that I became a talk show host. Because if I were a lawyer, it would be like Grant took Richmond in those courts. Gluten-free whether you need it or not. Eat no wheat. Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no wheat. Well, it's a draconian commandment now. No more pizza, no more bread, no more macaroni for you. And you're going to live to be 300. Your Italian grandmother was wrong, right? She didn't know anything.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Authorities say three men found shot to death in a rural Sonoma County home yesterday were caught in a marijuana deal gone bad. One of the victims was the son of the woman renting the house. Police are trying to learn more about the former San Francisco resident, now considered a key suspect in the disappearance of Kevin Collins in 1984. They say the man, who's now dead, had escaped from Canada before he could be prosecuted in two child kidnap cases there. Taking a look at the roadway, still big delays across the Golden Gate Bridge both directions. It looks like lanes have been reopened from earlier police action, but southbound 101 slow before the Waldo Tunnel, northbound 101 slow back onto Doyle Drive and through the MacArthur Tunnel as well. Southbound 101, Ralston crash still blocking the right lane. Traffic backed up to Poplar and San Mateo. Northbound 101 slow from Woodside Road. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is a very serious call to action. Legislation recently introduced in the Senate will strip away your right to bear arms. California liberal Dianne Feinstein has written garbage legislation that trashes the Second Amendment, and it will likely pass the Democratic-controlled Senate if we don't act now. It dangerously expands the 2004 24 federal gun ban to include 120 specifically named firearms and creates a national gun registry to catalog and track all law-abiding current gun owners. The Tea Party has a plan to fight this, and it starts with you. Call now to sign the official Tea Party petition demanding that Congress vote against Feinstein's gun-grabbing agenda. Call 1-800-882-8818 to sign the official Tea Party petition. Call 1-800-882-8118 today. And if you call in the next 8 minutes, we'll give you a free pocket constitution as a way of saying thank you. So call 800-882-8118. Again, call 800-882-8118. That's 1-800-882-8118. Paid for by the Tea Party.net.
Can you imagine your dream yard? What would it look like? How would it feel? How would you use it? Would you spend more time outdoors on your beautiful stone patio or outdoor living room, complete with built-in barbecue island or pizza oven, a warm fireplace or fire pit, seat walls, a pergola? Would there be the tranquil sound of water, year-round green turf? Hi, this is Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers. However you dream your outdoor living space, System Pavers can make it happen and make it easy. For all listeners who call right now at 877-PAVE-002, we'll design your dream outdoor makeover for free, and your project can be installed all at one time or seamlessly phased, suitable for future add-ons and affordability. And with your good credit, you'll pay no interest for 18 months. So don't wait. Love your home all over again. Just call System Pavers right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
2 years ago, the people of BP made a commitment to the Gulf. I'm Fred Lamont, onshore site manager for BP. BP has paid over $23 billion in claims and cleanup costs. Today, the beaches and Gulf are open, and many areas are reporting their best tourism seasons in years. And BP is also committed to America. We support nearly 250,000 jobs and invest more here than anywhere else. We're working to fuel America for generations to come. Our commitment has never been stronger. Join the conversation on Facebook.com/BPAmerica.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Mambo Italiano, hey, hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up
for all of you out there who are swinging transfusion trees tonight, a little music from your childhood. I'm sorry. I still have this crazy macabre vision of people with transfusion trees on rollers dancing at some place in Boca. I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. It's sort of like dancing skeletons. But you got to keep trying to the end. I saw one of the most depressing movies of my entire life last night. It was so bad. Let me tell you the movie. It was with Julie Christie, who the last I saw her was stunning, like in Dr. Zhivago in 1914, I think. Is that Julie Christie? Stunning. Gorgeous, right? All of a sudden, she's playing a woman who gets Alzheimer's disease, and her husband puts her into a, you know, a home, right, so to recover from Alzheimer's, to go through her last year. And in the home, she falls in love with another guy who has Alzheimer's, who's very needy, and she takes care of him. Meanwhile, the husband's coming around all the time, and he's seeing her holding the guy and taking care of him, and he starts to fall in love with her, like, all over again, and she doesn't know who he is and doesn't care who he is. And this story had to be one of the most depressing stories I ever saw in my entire life. They go to the house they built together, this perfect cottage in the snow. And she says, what a beautiful house. She doesn't know whose house. It's very, it was very well done. But a nightmare. It was so bad I had a dream that I was swimming somewhere. Then I went to another beach with a young boy and a tidal wave came and swept the boy out to sea, and I never saw him again. I know what that was. That I know what it is. That's an easy one. That I don't need Dr. Freud for that, nor Jung. I don't even need Adler. I don't even need my neighborhood dentist to tell me what that one is. That's an easy one. That was, I just went to the Super Bowl with my adult son, and it's like on this trip, I realized that the little boy is no more, and there was the man taking me. I'm the boy, basically. See, he became my father, which is the way it's supposed to be. That's the way life is supposed to be. The son becomes the father if you're lucky enough to live long enough, and you're lucky enough to have a son who's, you know, got it together. In essence, I mean, even if you have it together as I do, he becomes your father. And because I once dedicated a book to him, which said to, I don't want to go through his name because there's a lot of haters out there. I said to blankety blank, who both follows and leads the way. I dedicated a book to him when he was 5 years old because he always had leadership. And I always knew that children lead us. You know that. To my son, who both follows and leads the way. I mean, that was a great dedication, right? Well, now it's more like he leads the way because it's not like I can't lead myself, but that's what it was. So I saw, you know, in that trip, and he was in so in charge of everything that it was like, goodbye, you know, goodbye, and there we are. So if you'd rather talk about the fraudster who thinks that Obama is God and that we have to follow Daddy and how that relates to Ein Volk, Ein Führer, Ein Reich, or... Well, there's so many other things. I'm in one of these. I'm getting used to the late hours. I'm starting to really enjoy the late show. I hope you're enjoying being with me these hours at night. It's a different pace. I get to develop ideas better. I'm calmer in a strange way. I have all afternoon to basically do nothing. I've decided to do absolutely nothing with my spare time during the day. At first, I thought I would take up tap dancing, guitar, the flute. I would get a personal trainer. I would learn. I would go to a chef school. Let's see. I would learn to climb rocks and mountains. Let's see what else. What I was going to do that was imperfect. Oh, I was going to sculpt. I was going to raise horses. What else? I forgot I was going to do. Truthfully, now I don't even want to leave the house. I kind of lay around all day long in bed, occasionally going out for a bicycle ride and a bad Japanese take home. It's not bad. It's not a bad way to spend the day. Once you get over the need to fill the days with productivity, you become, it's a pleasure, actually. I'm rested for the show. It gives me a whole day to think about things, you know. Can I read you something? A review just came out for my novel. It's coming out Monday, so I got to do this because I love the book. WorldNet Daily Review. It's on their front page, A Time for War. Michael Savage may be best known as one of the top talk show hosts in the country, but he's also written numerous number one New York Times bestsellers and is about to release his second novel. A Time for War, which debuts February 12, follows the highly acclaimed Abuse of Power. In the riveting new episode in the Jack Hatfield series, a Chinook helicopter carrying a squad of Navy SEALs suddenly plummets to Earth in Afghanistan. A car driven by FBI agents tailing a suspicious vehicle is mysteriously rendered immobile in San Francisco. The body of a Chinese agent is found floating miles from the Golden Gate Bridge after being fed to sharks. The U.S. is under secret attack, and only Hatfield, a popular television host hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. With the help of Dover Griffith, an idealistic young woman staffer at the Office of Naval Intelligence, Hatfield pursues a trail leading to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who has sold out his own country with the help of officials at the highest level of the American government. As enemy operatives plan a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military and release a deadly toxin killing hundreds of thousands of Americans, Hatfield and Dover race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. In a review, Kirkus Media praised The Time for War. And here's what they said. Jack Hatfield, the conservative talk show hero of Michael Savage's 2011 Abuse of Power thriller, is back. His latest battle seems even more ominous than his last. With the help of a motley group of allies, he uncovers and disarms a U.S. billionaire's plan to aid China in their secret war against America. Exciting reading for Savage's like-minded audience. Savage, author of numerous nonfiction books, isn't at all shy about using Hatfield to advance his self-image as a teller of truths liberals find too painful to digest. Who says radio hosts are all talk? In Savage's cool-tempered new thriller, hero Jack Hatfield uncovers a Chinese plot and saves the nation. So the reviews are looking good. A Time for War is important. I hope you'll take a moment to review it on Amazon or another site and purchase an advance copy. So when it opens right at the top of the list, and people see Chinese operatives, Chinese cells. Maybe they'll put two and two together. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying to you here? Do you understand why I wrote the novel? Do you think I wrote it to be a famous novelist? It's too late for me to be a famous novelist. I used it as an addendum to my political beliefs because we are very late. We are very late in the game of getting our act together as far as I'm concerned. Ken, let's go to the callers, okay? We could talk about gluten. We could talk about Luigi the Dachshund, Lorenzo. We could talk about Chris Rockhead. We can. There's so much more that I got to talk about. And I don't want to introduce it now because I'll confuse you. ABC, Kenny, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. How you doing, man?
What's up?
I just wanted to make a comment about your friend who was just recently diagnosed. I'm a recovering cancer patient of testicular cancer myself. I've been in remission for about 20 years now. And so I was feeling for that, for your friend. And then when you told him his dog got run over in the street, I'm also an animal person. I actually work with horses, but I do some dog work as well. And it just really broke my heart, man. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, I understand it's a story that would touch anyone with a human heart, except liberals who watch MSNBC. They would find it comedic in a political arena. But, you know, that's something. I would think that story would make Chris Matthews feel a chill run up his leg.
Tingles feels nothing except for Hussein Obama.
Yeah, it's pretty sad to see him foam, but then he's always been a Democrat operative. Kenny, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War. I'm sorry
to hear
about
you.
Thank you very much. No, I understand. Look, yesterday I did something very brave. I said a stopped clock is correct twice a day, and I agree with Obama on using drones. Remember I spent 2 hours on that? Well, today I was copied by others who oppose as conservatives in the media saying, what I'm going to say now is going to shock a lot of you. I thought it was like a narrative of my show. I couldn't believe this. People sent me emails. I don't listen to any other show. I really don't because I'm an original. What's the point of listening? What would you like me to talk about? Trust in Fox News lower than ever. Review of A Time for War. Chris Rockhead says Obama's our boss and dad of the country. I play Ein Volk, Ein Führer, Ein Reich. Lorenzo and Luigi. As soon as the show's over, I'm going to race home and make a jambalaya. It's very late at night. Maybe I shouldn't do it. But since in New Orleans, I'm going to dip into the jambalaya cookery. I found the recipe for 47 minutes. I'll eat it at, late at night here. It's not that late for me. People, do shows and they go home and they cook. I just one more meal in a styrofoam box. I think I'm going to jump out of a window. I have to cook again. I like cooking. In fact, I bought a new apron last week. I bought a blue apron because it's for boys. No, I wanted a pink apron. You know what kind of apron I've been looking for? You know those the French chefs with the stripes on them with the blue? I just wanted a plain old French chef with the blue, the white stripes. I couldn't find it. They don't even sell them anymore. Whatever. So you know why gluten's an important story? I want to get back to the gluten thing because everyone is, it's sort of like they think they're special. They have like a halo over their head when they say, I'm gluten-free. Well, what do you want? What do you want, a reward? You want a special reward card that you're a special? See, this goes, you don't understand where a lot of this, look, I wrote a book. I've been in the nutrition business since 1972, so I know what I'm talking about. And I wrote The Skeptical Nutritionist in 1983, Macmillan published it, where I defined the phrase food fascism. Yeah, look it up. Check the book out. And I said many of the fads in nutrition today and the dictates are basically a reflection of food fascism. Boy, was I ever right. And boy, does that ever apply to Mussolini there in New York City. Boy, does that ever apply to Napoleon there, rather. The Napoleon of New York City with his food fascism dictates. He doesn't even understand what he is. They're blind to themselves. No sugar, no salt, no hot dogs, no cups of soda. Everything is to Napoleon that he doesn't like, you can't have. That's called food fascism. So when I see a fad coming along called glutophobia, well, glutophobia is what it is. And people don't even know what gluten is. They have no idea what it is. Like gluten, I don't know. It's something in food. Yeah. So let me explain something to you just to start with. Wheat entered the human diet with the advent of agriculture about 10,000 years ago. So if you look at any traditional diet, whether it be Middle Eastern, where they make pita bread, for example, made from wheat, or tamales from Mexico. I don't care what the country is, India, the roti, the wonderful breads. Every country, every culture has been using wheat for 10,000 years. Now, all of a sudden, a group of emaciated hippies from San Francisco discovered that gluten is a danger to the human race, and every moron is now buying everything gluten-free. I understand that prior to the advent of agriculture and prior to wheat entering the diet 10,000 years ago, a man had evolved without having gluten in his diet. I understand that. But we adapt to foods. We adapt to diets. And so most of us have adapted to this different protein called gluten. And for most of us who don't have celiac disease, we just eject the portion of the wheat that is not digestible. A certain type of protein, which I'll describe, it's called gliadin. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. In people who have celiac disease, when pieces of gliadin go through their gut, the immune system attacks the walls of their own intestine in sort of an autoimmune, you know, reaction. And that causes the villi, those finger-like structures, which are made to absorb nutrients on the inside of your intestines, to atrophy. They you know, they just dry up. And the intestines can become leaky and wreaking havoc. And so people with celiac disease should avoid gluten-based products. And symptoms of real gluten sensitivity include vomiting, chronic diarrhea, constipation, etc. But most people, the vast majority of people, don't have celiac disease. And yet, this madness has developed that if you eat anything with wheat in it, you're going to have an autoimmune reaction, which is utter nonsense. Now, it may be true that the rate of celiac is increasing. That's somewhat of a mystery. And that is because some varieties of the new wheat contain higher levels of gluten. And the reason that there's enhanced gluten in some of the wheats today is because gluten helps provide the crusty outside and springy inside desirable in bread, okay? So you can blame the bakeries that want to create those types of breads. And then there are people who are allergic to wheat, not necessarily the gluten fraction, but they're very, very small in number. And so all these folks who are buying gluten-free are doing it because they think that it's going to improve their health when it isn't. All it's going to do, they will probably lose weight because they're giving up starch. But at what cost? So what are they eating in replacement of the gluten? They're eating what, high-protein diets, and what, they're stressing their kidneys? You have to understand that if you remember this went on with the carbohydrate, no carbs. This went on for years. I used to love salad bars. They went out of business. There was a chain with a salad bar. I don't even remember the name of it. You get a decent salad, you'd have to talk to them. They went out of business. Why? Because all the people went into the low carb. Low carb, low carb, low carb, low carb, low carb. All they ate was like protein, 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 protein. Well, you see, when you eat protein, your body has to break down the proteins, and that's done in your kidneys. The high amounts of nitrogen in meat, for example, or fish or whatever the protein may be, are broken down by your kidneys. And people who eat these steak diets, remember that old Air Force diet, steak and salad? Well, it could lead to some kidney problems for people because they're getting too much nitrogen. So what I'm saying to you is the balanced approach makes more sense, including bread, which includes macaroni products, spaghetti like your grandmother taught you. You're telling me the old Italians didn't know what they were doing, as I say. No, it took emaciated hippies from the Haight-Ashbury to discover that your ancient Italian grandmother was an idiot. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Safe Flight Repair. repair, Safe Light replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Okay, as of traffic, Pittsburgh eastbound 4 after railroad stalled car. Left lane is blocked. Traffic already slow through the area, of course. Southbound 880 at Winton and Hayward, it's a crash. Second lane from the left is blocked. CHP still on the way to that one. Southbound 280 at North King, the on-ramp there in the center divide. We've got a crash being reported. Lanes should be clear. Still slow getting to the Golden Gate Bridge, especially southbound 101. Backed up into Sausalito to the bridge. I'm Dave Hawkes, KSFO.
Hey, it's Officer Vic here. You can make a fortune in real estate, or you can lose a fortune in real estate. The difference is how much you know. Right now is the perfect time to buy investment property, but do you know how to get started? If not, my colleague Kathy Fetke can help. She's launching the Real Wealth Investor Academy on February 9th in San Mateo. At this live event, you'll learn how to invest in real estate, where to invest, and most importantly, what to avoid. Get tips from experienced real estate experts like our own Greg O'Donnell, who will be speaking about investor financing. You'll also learn how to buy real estate within your IRA, where to find the best deals, and figure out which strategy is best for you. This is not one of those guru events where they try to upsell you into overpriced boot camps. This is real-world, cutting-edge information that you can use today to be a savvy real estate investor. And it's only $67 for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com. Or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
Hi, it's Katie Green here to tell you how you can learn how to get well, stay well, reverse a disease, and get off medication so you don't even need Obamacare. The Perfect Gene Diet is an award-winning, integrative approach that focuses on the prevention and even reversal of serious diseases. There's an Alzheimer's epidemic in this country. There's also an obesity epidemic, and it's preventable. Take your health into your own hands with the Perfect Gene Diet. Based on your own genetics, after testing for your specific genotype, a nutritional and exercise plan is customized for you. People come from all over the world to see Dr. Pam McDonald in Danville. So learn about the Perfect Gene Diet at a seminar coming to the Inn at Spanish Bay in Pebble Beach, February 22nd and 23rd. But you need to register and take a test by Monday the 11th. So go right now to theperfectgenediet.com or call this number, 925-736-8510. Again, that's 925-736-8510 or go to perfectgenediet.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
Like Miley said, it's all about the climb. Touch the sky with Castle Rock Climbing School. Perfect for all levels. Sweet Jack nabbed half off guided lessons.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
On the next morning show, why are gun stores in the Bay Area being targeted by liberal activists? You'll find out tomorrow morning, 5 to 9, with me, Brian Sussman, and the crew on KSFO.
You lie, you lie, you lie, you lie, you lie. So look, my middle name is politics now. You know that I eat, sleep, and drink politics. But if you look back in 1983 when I wrote The Skeptical Nutritionist, here I was, a newly minted PhD from 1978, and my first big nutrition book, well, it was Earth Medicine 1972 on American Indian Foods and Medicine. But in terms of personal diet and stuff, I wrote this in 1983. It was so far ahead of its time. It didn't really sell that well. Macmillan published it. It was a great book, The Way of the Skeptical Nutritionist. But in it, I started with this food fascism. Just listen to this. This is 1983. Pay attention, Mayor Bloomberg. food fascism. The bookstores align with correct diets for the unmet masses. Social engineers, having arranged our personal lives from sexual behavior to dying, have been aided in applying their golden rules to our last frontier food. Food fascism, like other varieties of the social disease, requires lieutenants to proselytize. Not wishing to participate in any form of totalitarianism, I intend not to dictate a correct diet for a fictional reader. This makes as good sense nutritionally as it does politically, for food needs are extremely individual once we learn to separate our truer biological food needs from what we have learned they are. And then I go into it. I don't want to read a whole food book right now that's 30 years old. But it's very interesting that you should hear that right now. Let me take a quick caller. KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco. Bill, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, just read the excerpt. Bravissimo. Fantastic.
Wait. An excerpt from which?
Of the book, A Time for War. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm especially excited that it's being released on my birthday.
Oh. Well, you know I have to send you a birthday present. Now, where'd you read it? On my site?
Oh, yes.
Okay, michaelsavage.com. You can order it on Amazon. Drive it to number one. See if I care.
I'm going to do both.
Okay, you guys, hold on now. Send Bill a book. I got to read this to you. So the opening of The Skeptical Nutritionist, you know me, I can't help jumping around. I wrote this. Now, there are fine books on becoming vegetarian. Some of my closest friends are vegetarians. That's a joke, by the way. Yet we must not seek to declare as an objective truth that the plant world holds our major key to longevity. It may be true that George Bernard Shaw, Tolstoy, Wagner, Shelley, Byron, Thoreau, and other illustrious figures were vegetable eaters, but so was Hitler. In fact, the German dictator's manic depressive mood swings and associated unexpected aggressive outbreaks might easily have been somewhat controlled with a good dose of high-quality protein and unrefined carbohydrates and with a steady intake of a good vitamin mineral supplement on a regular basis. Better yet, Hitler should have gnawed on a big leg of lamb once a day and had a glass of wine. The well-known photo of Hitler and Eva Braun at Berchtesgaden with the maniac passed out in an armchair after eating lunch is not an image the hypoglycemically attuned researcher is likely to forget. Anyway, that's the kind of writing I did in 83. You could see why I am as political as I am about food, Mayor Bloomberg. Leave the sodas alone, Napoleon.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
President of the United States is, you know, our boss. But he's also, you know, the president and the first lady are kind of like the mom and the dad of the country. And when your dad says something, you listen.
Kamerad, woher stammt?
Ein Volk, ein Führer, ein Reich, ein Mann.
And when your dad says something, you listen. And when you don't, it usually bites you in the ass later on.
The reason he's not working in a car wash is because a certain somebody, billionaire, Hollywood mogul, found him in the gutter and made him what he is in order to make certain that he continues to put out the lies to the useful idiots who think that we are living in a dictatorship, not a republic. Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is pretty awesome to listen to this level of stupidity, but we all know what this is by now. We know that those who worship Obama don't belong in America. They belong in Stalin's Russia, because that's the kind of government that they think we have here. But no, we don't live in Stalinist Russia. We live in the United States of America, where a president is not father, he's not dad, and we don't have to listen to him. That's not how this government was constructed, moron. But you can see the evidence of the lack of education in these morons, no matter how popular they may be, and they're popular amongst bigger morons than themselves. But I don't want to talk about that anymore. I've already done it. I went on from that to food fascism. I talked about the fad of gluten-free diets. And I explained to you that, of course, there are people with a serious condition called celiac disease who should avoid gluten-containing foods. But for the millions of others who have followed, like lemmings, this idea of giving up any foods such as which may contain wheat, it's just ludicrous. I'm not saying you have to eat spaghetti. I'm not forcing you to eat bread. But don't assume that because you give up gluten, you suddenly found the miracle here. You didn't find anything. Many of you are giving up gluten and you feel better. That's because you're also giving up sugars and you're also eating vegetables and nuts. And that's all a good. That's all very good. But it's not because you're avoiding wheat. I have to remind you that 10,000 years ago, agriculture was developed by mankind and wheat was cultivated and wheat entered the human diet 10,000 years ago. So you're going to tell me that all of the people in India, all of the people in Mexico, all of the people in the Middle East who have been making wheat-based products are idiots, and they needed a group of emaciated hippie doctors from the Haight-Ashbury to teach them the error of their ways. No, I'm sorry, that's not true. Now, I'm going to hear the argument, the counter-argument, that yes, Michael, wheat was part of man's diet for 10,000 years, and people weren't getting sick from it, but the GMOs changed the composite of wheat. The genetically modified organisms are no longer the wheat of your grandfather. Well, prove it to me. Prove to me that the GMOs are responsible for the amount of gliadin in the wheat, and you may have something there. And by the way, how much of our wheat is a result of GMOs? So, you know, I've heard this before, the Green Revolution. We have the most brilliant scientists on Earth, at least we used to. And when we had the Green Revolution, because of a certain fertilizer developed by a Nobel Prize-winning chemist back in the 60s, I heard the same arguments. Oh, you can't use fertilizers because you're going to destroy the world. People are going to die. Well, as a result, people didn't starve to death because we created the Green Revolution for the rest of the world. And people in the third world finally were able to grow foods, and we had enough food to export as a result. So, you know, every time there's an advance in agriculture, as there isn't anything else, you're going to have the buggy whip people who step in and say, no, that's no good. Let's take some callers on this. On WABC in New York, Gene, thanks for holding fire. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I love your show. I'm a fairly new listener. I wanted just to tell you I was hysterical listening tonight because I was born and raised. I'm an Italian-American, a conservative as well. And I was and raised in the Bronx.
Thank God you're not like Robert De Niro. Oh, my God.
My mother served pasta three times a week in our family. We all ate out of little small cereal bowls. That was the first portion of the meal.
And
all of us were thin. I have three sons of myself, and no one was overweight. And my father made wine until his dying day in my basement. We drank red wine every single night.
Don't tell Mayor Bloomberg. He'll tell you that it's no good for you. It didn't come from France.
Well, you'd have to have my father's wine. It was great.
I think your main point is that your family lived on a typical high-starch, high macaroni diet, and you were not even fat, and you were healthy.
Right, but I think it's portion. That's what I think.
See, when you put spaghetti around me, I'm unstoppable. There's no portion control with me and spaghetti. See, it's why I eat spaghetti in restaurants, because the portions are so small with the California portions that have destroyed pasta eating in America. I don't know how they get away with it. $20 a plate, you know, four bites and it's over. To me, pasta should be to the top of the plate as much as I want to eat it until I can't take anymore.
Well, I just thought it was very amusing because I think people really get carried.
Hey, Gene, you know something? You know, you say you're a new listener. Have you ever heard my poem, When Pasta Was Spaghetti?
No, I never.
Oh, guys, get that ready for the next segment or later hour, because I did that years ago in front of an Italian-American group in the 1980s. Oh, not now. We're going to save it for the audience. Gene, if you can name my new novel.
I'll let you know. You're on the East Coast.
Gene, if you could name my novel, which is coming out Monday, I'll send you a free copy. What's the name of it?
A Time for War.
Whoa! You win. You win a copy. That's pretty good memory.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. You're getting it sent out today. It'll arrive probably the day it's launched in the bookstores. And I need my loyal listeners to go out to the bookstores and you know, make a statement for me. It's that simple. There was another topic I raised, which is far more political, although to me food is very political. And as I said to you, this gluten thing is part of the politics of manipulating people through social engineering and panicking them into thinking that something, a staple such as wheat, is bad for them. I mean, how much crazier can it get than that? Wheat's bad for you, so you should go buy expensive foods that are gluten-free. Is that it? A lot of this is marketing. Look, if you feel good, do it. Why not do it in the road? You know what I'm saying? What do you want from me? Do what you want. I'm just giving you the science on it. WABC in New York. John, you want to enter the... Oh, I also talked about Fox News' ratings going down, you know, significantly going down. Business Insider, fewer people than ever trust Fox News, especially amongst independents. Fox has lost the trust of an incredible amount of independents. And I ask you why you may have reduced your time spent listening to the Leprechaun and the Wallbanger. I mean, I think it's an important topic. I know the answer. I'll give you two reasons. The reasons are is because they made predictions that were false. And many of you feel that you don't trust them anymore. It's that simple. They all said that Romney was going to win. I mean, most of them were like, foaming at the mouth. Obama was going to lose. Every poll they ran said that, blah, 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 blah. Now, we could say why they were wrong, and I can tell you that they may not have been wrong at the time, and they were tricked because of the illegal aliens that voted and the vote fraud, the vote counting. I understand that. But because of that, and because the election, the lead-up to the election took two darn years, nobody wants to listen to politics, pure politics anymore. They're bored of it. They can't take it, which is why I'm doing things that I think are interesting to you. My going to the Super Bowl, the drones was a very political topic because that's really a basically important story. It's going to be bigger tomorrow when they bring him up for the appointment. Hagel the bagel. I think they postponed it a little bit. I thought he would have withdrawn by now, frankly. I thought Hagel the bagel would have withdrawn after his performance Saturday night, the dead. They're going to smear him with a bagel and cream cheese. Hagel the bagel was about to be smeared by the Republicans. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS, 800-827-3285.
Look, let's be clear. I have something to ask everyone listening out there, a simple question. Do you hide your teeth when you smile? Are your teeth yellow or stained, making you feel embarrassed? Yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. And whitening toothpaste just don't make those ugly stains go away. That's why you should try Power Swabs. It's the first tooth whitening system that lifts stains off of your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret? A tooth detergent that dissolves stains on your teeth. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding, caps, and crowns. Power Swabs guarantees your teeth will be an average of 6 shades whiter in 7 days, just in time for Valentine's. So call for your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth. Call 1-800-976-5403. 1-800-976-5403. Start showing off your white teeth and smiling more.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and banking. bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offer in compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Hi, it's Katie Green here to tell you how you can learn how to get well, stay well, reverse a disease, and get off medication, so you don't even need Obamacare. The Perfect Gene Diet is an award-winning, integrative approach that focuses on the prevention and even reversal of serious diseases. There's an Alzheimer's epidemic in this country. There's also an obesity epidemic, and it's preventable. Take your health into your own hands with the Perfect Gene Diet. Based on your own genetics, after testing for your specific genotype, a nutritional and exercise plan is customized for you. People come from all over the world to see Dr. Pam McDonald in Danville. So learn about the Perfect Gene Diet at a seminar coming to the Inn at Spanish Bay in Pebble Beach, February 22nd and 23rd. But you need to register and take a test by Monday the 11th. So go right now to theperfectgenediet.com or call this number, 925-736-8510. Again, that's 925-736-8510 or go to perfectgenediet.com. Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is sneaking up, and what a better gift to get your loved one than a brand new head of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy has the ability to take your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair within just the first couple of washes, and you will notice the difference in the feel, the look, and the texture of your hair. The three-step process has the ability to take your hair from completely damaged to beautiful, and you can get a special introductory offer just by going to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout. And if you're not fully satisfied, you will get a full product refund. Ovation is great on all types of hair and all textures. So again, make sure you check out ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
On the next morning show, why are gun stores in the Bay Area being targeted by liberal activists? You'll find out tomorrow morning, 5 to 9, with me, Brian Sussman, and the crew on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I mean, we're talking about food, wheat, gluten, the morons who say that Obama's the father of the country. You better listen to father who think that we're living in Stalinist Russia. It's astounding to me what's going on. But I haven't given you one of the biggest stories, which shocked me this morning, that the Hitler of our time, Ahmadinejad, who has repeatedly said he wants to wipe the Jews off the planet, is in Egypt seeking an axis with Egypt at a so-called Islamic summit with this anti-Semitic throwback Morsi. And Obama just authorized a gift of 400 M1A Abrams tanks and many advanced F-16s to Morsi. So what? Our advanced fighter technology, our advanced tank technology will be shared now with Iran. So guess whose side Obama must be on? Don't say I-S-R-A-E-L because you'll be wrong. Say I-R-A-N and you'll be right. But what's the difference? He's the father of our country. He's the dad of our country. After all, that's what the educated comedians think. He's our boss. And whatever our boss or the dad of our country does must be good. That's, of course, what the hoi polloi that hang around with him think. And how the Jewish people who support Israel ever voted for a Democrat again, there's only one explanation. And I've had it for years, and which is the title of one of my earlier books. Liberalism is a mental disorder. There is no other explanation. None. No other explanation. When you can't explain why a certain group of people do something, you say liberalism is a mental disorder and you have the answer. Let's go back to the wheat. Let's go back to the gluten. Let's take the counterposition because I'm a very fair man and I'm a scientist by training, so I will listen to all sides of a thing. Jody on WABC disagrees with me on gluten. Go ahead, Jody. You're up on the air.
No, not that I disagree with you, Dr. Savage, but I... You're like a box of chocolates. I never know what we're going to get. You reinvent yourself every night. But the thing is I have an autoimmune disease, and I've been off of wheat for 2 years. And I said to the doctor, had I not come to you, because I have Hashimoto's, what would have happened to me?
But Hashimoto's is a real disease, a real disorder.
Right. But he said what happened was the wheat attacked my thyroid. And he said that...
All from a plate of spaghetti. Who knew that the spaghetti was a terrorist? I had no idea.
No, but so
every time I ate a bowl of spaghetti, little did I know I wasn't enjoying myself. I was filling my stomach with little terrorist noodles.
Well, I'm telling you, he said...
No, I'm not, Joe. I mean, I understand. If you have Hashimoto's, and I know it's a real disorder.
Yeah, but
there are people...
But you said...
therefore, you avoided wheat, and you feel better. I get it.
Well, I'm talking about the knees now, too. I've been having shots in my knees, but from the pain, I was close to getting knee replacement. Michael, once I got off the wheat, the knees were fantastic.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give up spaghetti now for 2 years, and I'll get back to you if I'm still alive in 2014. Is life worth living without a bowl of spaghetti?
No. Listen, I love it.
I mean, that's the issue. I don't think I could live without spaghetti.
Me too. I understand. I love it. But he said if I did...
Do you react to potatoes the same way?
No, not potatoes. No. He did a...
Do you react to oats?
No, I have to have gluten-free oats.
Mm-hmm.
I have gluten.
So you have a reaction to gliadin?
Yes.
Found the fraction that the protein that we're talking about.
Right.
And so gluten-free makes sense for you because you have a real condition. I'm not arguing that. I'm talking about the tens of millions of people who are buying gluten-free foods that don't need to be doing so. That's all.
I understand. But see, I had my...
Now, since you said that I reinvent myself every night, how did I reinvent myself tonight?
You're so exciting. You talk about so many things. I couldn't wait. When you went to Louisiana, then you came back, and I'm waiting for your story. You're a fantastic conversationalist.
Well, you see, I'm a Renaissance man, which is a dying breed. There aren't many left. People are not trained in a real wide range of topics.
You are.
And my feeling is, Jody, this is how I've always been. I'm very interested in everything. Well, most things, not everything. And I think if it doesn't come out on your show, people are going to stop listening. How long can you listen to taxes every day? Taxes, taxes, and the Constitution. I can't listen to that. I can't do it. God bless those who do it. It's not my cup of tea. I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War. It is gluten-free. I'm sending you the gluten-free version of my new novel, Judy. In fact, the gluten-free version of A Time for War is missing the sections that talk about eating in Bruno's restaurant, where we eat a lot of spaghetti and bread. We remove those sections for the gluten-free version of the book. That's hilarious. So we don't trigger anything in any people who are on gluten-free books and gluten-free diets. No, I have a lot of pieces in here where they go to my friend's restaurant, or I talked about his dog got run over today. Lorenzo Petroni of the North Beach restaurant, Luigi's Dachshund. It's set in his restaurant. It's all set in the, I call him, I shouldn't say, but I call him Bruno in the restaurant. He is like a Bruno. And I have to give you the gluten-free version of the book. 855-400-7282 with the Savage Nation. Do I have a treat for all of you or what? You know what's coming after this break? Da-ha-ha. I know this is the bewitching time when you're ready to turn. You're ready to flip back now to either Wallbanger or the Lep. Or worse yet, the Delimey. But no, don't do it. I'll tell you why. Because after the break, I'm going to play the poem When Pasta Was Spaghetti, which I wrote in 1983 at 35,000 feet in a storm in an airplane when we thought it was going to go down. On those days when the plane started to shake during a storm, I ordered like 4 little bottles of vodka. They brought them over. They didn't say, hush and take me to the seat. Those days, the stewardesses were allowed to serve you during a storm. They did it with a smile, too. They figured, all right, this gentleman knows what he's doing. It's a nerve-wracking experience. Let him have a few drinks. I ordered 4 bottles of vodka. I didn't drink them all at once. And I wrote a lot of it. I wrote poems, and I wrote When Pasta Was Spaghetti in a lightning storm over Cheyenne, Wyoming. I remember the day. It was 1983. I was back to New York on a publishing trip. I don't remember what. And that's what you do. If you feel you're going to die, you have a drink. What are you going to do? Luckily, the pilot pulled out of it. It wasn't exactly how to do what the Denzel Washington imitated, flying the plane inverted and landing in a cornfield. You know, I love that movie. I thought it was great. I like Denzel. Whatever he does is great. But, you know, they say based on a true story. Well, the true story is there was a United pilot who did land the plane in a cornfield and save almost everyone aboard, but he was not Denzel Washington and he wasn't a drunk. He was a great American hero. I don't know if you remember that story, 1986, I believe, in Iowa in a cornfield. You talk about pilots. I mean, in those days, I would always peek into the pilot's area when I get on. I'd like to see a guy with blonde hair and blue eyes who flew in Vietnam, you know, and I'd give him a little salute because I said, okay, that's going to be a good flight.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-728.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safelite, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safelite emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Good evening. I'm Dave Falk, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. Fire caused extensive damage to a three-story home in the Berkeley Hills today. Officials say the two-alarm fire was difficult because the home is on a curvy, narrow portion of Keith Avenue and long hoses had to be run up the hill to carry water to the house. A state report accuses California school districts of misappropriating tens of millions of dollars that were supposed to pay for meals for low-income students. Eight districts were ordered to repay nearly $170 million to their student meal programs. Taking a look at the roadways, westbound 237 Central Expressway have a crash blocking a couple of the left lanes there. Traffic is backed up now before Highway 101. Southbound 101 at Oakland Road looks like the on-ramp there is blocked by a crash, multiple cars involved, possible injuries as well. Look for some delays. Northbound 87 at LaLong Street, an accident being reported. I'm Dave Houck, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
See, we put words to the Jackass theme. The words kind of sounded like the teacher in all the Charlie Brown movies. Melody, chime in. Chime in, Melody.
Come on, Mel.
Come on, Mel. Do it.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. And yes, we are that cool in real life.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
Since the dawn of time, three tools have shaped human history. Fire, big sharp rocks, and iHeartRadio.
And while fire and big sharp rocks are nice, only iHeartRadio allows you to stay connected with over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country. Let's see a rock do that.
The dawn of a new era.
Experience the life-altering iHeartRadio app completely free.
I give you the future.
Online at iHeartRadio.com.
Settling for another Valentine's dinner and a movie? How about a free romantic winter getaway for two from SweetJack.com? Right now, SweetJack is giving away a two-night stay at Colorado's Telluride Resort Lodging with 3 days of skiing. Hit the slopes on the Coonskin Lift, then step inside your two-bedroom condo and enjoy the warmth of the fire or your private hot tub. It'll be a Valentine's night to remember. Enter to win now at SweetJack.com. No purchase necessary.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
On the next morning show, why are gun stores in the Bay Area being targeted by liberal activists? You'll find out tomorrow morning, 5 to 9, with me, Brian Sussman, and the crew on KSFO.
Live on the Savage Nation. Thanks for listening. We will be playing When Pasta Was Spaghetti for you in a few minutes. But I have another treat for you. I was just going through my library here in my studio, one of my home studios. I'm in another studio tonight, different than last night and the night before. So I have a lot of books in this particular studio. I have a little red book. Quotations from Chairman Mao Tse-tung. And the reason I'm going to read it to you is because of this moronic comedian who says that Obama is our father and the father of our country, or we must listen to him or else. I mean, you talk about a sick, uneducated moron. It doesn't get lower than that. Now, I want to read to you one paragraph of Mao Tse-tung. Here's what he wrote. The counter-revolutionary rebellion in Hungary in 1956 was a case of reactionaries inside a socialist country in league with the imperialists attempting to achieve their conspiratorial aims by taking advantage of contradictions among the people to foment dissension and stir up disorder. This lesson of the Hungarian events merits attention. Now, let me remind you what happened in Hungary in 56. That's when the people rose up against the communist dictatorship. And here's Mao Tse-tung, of course, supporting the crushing of the Hungarian people by the communists at that time. And this is exactly what Chris Rock doesn't know, because he's an uneducated dolt, apparently from the gutters of New York, rescued by some billionaire in Hollywood who turned him into what he is today in order to be a useful tool of Papa Doc Duvalier in the White House. Unbelievable to me how stupid they really are. But yet, people don't understand what communism is when it stares them right in the face. They don't even understand what fascism is when it laughs right in their face. All they know is that, hey, he's funny, let's laugh. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a roll of the drums. Since we're talking about pasta and gluten, and since I am a pasta lover, and I will eat gluten until the day I die, I would like to hear you to hear When Pasta Was Spaghetti. Go ahead. We're playing Italian music because I have a treat for you. I found the poem When Pasta Was Spaghetti in my archives. It was written, let's see, Michael Savage, August 1985, written in a lightning storm at 40,000 feet over Cheyenne, Wyoming. When I thought the plane was going to crash, I wrote When Pasta Was Spaghetti. So here it is, whether you like it or not, all right? So you liberals get ready to sneer, and you sane people get ready to enjoy it because it's a wonderful poem. So play the music again. Go ahead. They got the mood. We got the mood set up. It's called When Pasta Was Spaghetti. And try to imagine it, all right? The hairy forearms of New York serve you your coffee with a turning gesture, an offering that says drink, eat, enjoy. The wiry Italian in Vincent's clam bar, the one behind the greased over register, the young kid connected who receives his deference from the spaghetti cook older than his gangster father, the spaghetti cook who looks like an old-fashioned doctor from the Bronx with clipped mustache. He actually pulls some noodles out of the pot and eats them as they cook, looking to the grimy ceiling for his tender answer. Well, they used to call it spaghetti. Now it's pasta at $10 a plate. The smoky windows of Romeo's Spaghetti now offers radios and knickknacks. It was 50 cents a plate then. In neon letters that you couldn't miss, even through a fogged over window on a cold winter's eve, there was life. Marinara sauce that smacked to the sea. Noodles as long as your young arm. Meatballs as fluffy as your dream of them. Bread on the table you'd eat against your parents' admonitions that the meal was coming, the meal was coming. And men, some burly with black hairy forearms whose smiles scared you, and little skinny guys with the look of murder on their faces, and people who slurped their spaghetti straight to their mouths from the plate, one motion like Chinese shoveling rice at mouth with clicking sticks. That was gusto before it became a beer ad. That was taste before it became a synonym for fashion. That was spaghetti before it became pasta. Play the music, basta. Very good. I'll do that for private readings for $100,000 for my favorite charity, which is the Paul Revere Society. You want me at your party? You want me at your party? I'll come and read
that. That was it. It was very good, I got to tell you. I listened to it with a cold eye and a cold ear. I haven't heard it in a long time, and I think it's excellent. And, of course, if there was really a fair judgment of the Marconi Awards or the Radio Hall of Fame, I would have been in it a long time ago. But it's like everything else. It's all politics. And that's okay. I don't need a Hall of Fame or a Marconi Award. I got the award of my own brain and my own ear, which is the best ear in radio, and I thank you for listening. And good night and good luck, and that's it. So what would you like to talk? That was good. That was a high moment. Yeah, I read that once. When I started the radio in 94, remember there were some Italian people who I got to know. And they invited me to an Italian club in San Francisco where I read it. I don't know if they understood it as well in San Francisco. San Francisco Italians are a little different than New York Italians who I grew up around. It's a much different culture. It's the old Lenny Bruce joke that an Irishman in New York is more Jewish than a Jew from Cleveland. Remember that joke? Did you ever hear that one? You never heard the Lenny Bruce joke that an Irishman in New York is more Jewish than a Jew from Cleveland? It's very similar to Italians outside of the port of entry, so to speak. It's a different culture. And I don't know. I just don't think it went over as well out on the West Coast. It's like I'm a fish out of water with every culture here. Everything is different. But I suppose being a stranger is good for me because being alienated drives me to create. See, if you fit in, there's no reason to create anything. If you fit in, what's the point of sitting down and writing anything or creating or talking? If I was happy all day long with a pack of friends, let's say, and I sat around all day long drinking coffee or playing golf, why would I want to be on the radio at night? Who would have time, the energy for it? I would have talked myself out. So it's good that I'm alone with a dog that is my best friend. 855-400-7282, Savage Nation is the phone number. MichaelSavage.com is the website. We're talking about this and that, politics of the day, the last word in news. I told you the news. No one cares. No one cares about drones. No one cares about droning on. Nobody cares about Ahmadinejad, the Hitler of the world, the new Hitler, joining forces with Morsi, Obama's friend, that we sent F-16s and tanks to. There's not one Jewish leader who said a word today. Not even an oive. We didn't even get an oive. Nothing. Not an oive even from the professional Jewish community that we have come to abhor so much for their lack of standing for anything other than themselves and their own pocketbook. How's that for a complete sentence? You can write it down if you like and send it on to them. That's what I think of these professional organizations. Now, Hegel vote postponed. You heard about that. That's the guy who would be the director of the Defense Department. Financial concerns, lack of disclosures, hold up Hegel vote. That means Hegel the bagel was about to get a schmear. That's a funny line, actually. Hegel the bagel was about to be given a schmear by the committee. What I loved is that when Hegel went up and he was grilled, which is what advise and consent means, the schmucks on the left, the idiots, the thrill seekers on the left said, how dare those Republicans grill Hegel so hard? They should just rubber stamp a nominee. You hear this? The country they live in? Unbelievable to me. Here we go. Caller from Detroit. I got to take a Detroit caller. Susan from Detroit. I'm saying it right. Detroit. Susan, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage.
I just make a recommendation. I think you should have a show on the Food Network called The Succulent Savage.
That means this, you mean I would roast myself, huh?
Well, I don't know. Whatever.
You know, it's funny you should mention the Food Network. I only started watching it recently. I was on a trip and I get bored and they didn't have the channels I like. So one of the channels I got stuck on in the hotel room late at night was the Food Network. And there's a woman chef who hires and fires chefs as executive chefs. I forget her name. She's really tough, older woman, really tough and mean. And she brings them into a restaurant that's looking for a new chef. And she gives them a tryout, says, okay, you've got 45 minutes to make five burgers, whatever. And you see the people trying hard, and some of them can't manage it. They burn bread. The food falls on the floor. I like that woman because she's as tough as nails, and she teaches us what a job really is. It's not a hobby. You know, so many kids come out of school today, they think they're supposed to enjoy their work. Well, it's great if you enjoy it, but actually you're supposed to make a living doing it. You're supposed to be able to do what you do, not just enjoy yourself. This woman says to them, your interview is over, goodbye, and then she throws them out. She doesn't care that their feelings are hurt. I love this woman because she teaches me what work really is, and I've known it all my life. Either you're excellent at what you do or get out of the way. But here's the thing that I wanted to say, Susan. I never realized how hard it is to be a chef. I think that's one of the hardest jobs on earth, is cooking in a very busy restaurant. I personally don't know how they do it.
I know, and being on your feet all day.
No, the feet I can handle, but how can you churn out? Let's say a table comes in a crowded restaurant, a table of five, right? And everyone has a food thing. I'm on a gluten-free, the one on no dairy, and the other one no pepper, no salt, and this one no sugar. And they put it on a card. Now the guy's cooking his heart out, or she's in the back cook. How do they put out five meals for that table at the same time? In my friend's restaurant, I know in this kitchen, the North Beach restaurant, there's a sign, a huge sign that says, hot means hot, cold means cold. You know what I'm saying? Now, how do you get all the meals that are all different? One wants a veal, one wants a vegetarian, one wants a pasta, one wants a rabbit, one wants a chicken mattoni, one just wants a gluten-free plate with a glass of water. How do you get all that out at the table at the same time, where what's hot is hot and what's cold is cold? I could not do it. And I'll tell you something else, Susan. I may screw around in a kitchen with an apron. I could never, ever do a cooking show. I don't know enough about food to do it, to be honest with you. You know, you add up the number of meals I can cook, they're not that many. They're very basic. Yeah, they taste good, and I could cook for a table of four, but that's about it. I could not do a cooking show. I've thought about it. Are you in the cooking business?
No, I just love to cook.
Well, you're going to get a copy of A Time for War for two reasons. One, because you love to cook. Two, because you're calling from Detroit for the first time tonight, which is wonderful. Let's go to some other callers. Now, there's another topic, which is the Fox, why their ratings are plummeting, especially amongst independents. And my audience is primarily an audience of independents, incidentally. I pioneered the independent voice in talk radio, incidentally. I don't care what anyone says. I have never been a water carrier for the Republicans. I'm certainly not a Democrat. And I declared myself an independent when I started radio in 1994, which is fine that others say they are. That's good. I hope they are. But when you see such partisanship that all it is talking points for a party, it's very embarrassing to listen to. And it doesn't get any clearer to me that that's what Fox News is than the fact that they fired Dick Morris and hired that Republican hack who I actually look at him and I detest him. I don't know how he looks right, like the guy in Animal Farm. Karl Rove. He's always looked to me like a character. If I was doing the live Animal Farm, he would be Piggy. Take it for what it is. The man is, God bless him, he's just setting up a new super PAC to rake in hundreds of millions of dollars, if not more, to try and destroy the Tea Party. Now, if he works for Fox News and they replaced Dick Morris with him, what does that tell you about what Murdoch envisions Fox News to be? More of what they are, a voice of the Republican Party. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a voice of a party, but I think they should have a warning label on it, just as MSNBC is nothing but a front group for the far left constituency of the Democrat Party. I'll be right back. Today is Wednesday, February 6th. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. If we go to michaelsavage.com, here are the stories we've been covering today. Of course, the big story today is
Karl Rove declaring war on the Tea Party. I told you who he was. If you haven't seen him yet, check out my pictures from the Super Bowl. My book, A Time for War, is coming out February 12th. That's next week. Kirkus Review says, who says radio hosts are all talk? Well, they say I'm not. Is China already at war with us? Go to michaelsavage.com and click and read your excerpt for free, and then order Abuse of Power to help me send a message to the world about the sleeper cells in this country. The time for war. Male soldiers in Germany are growing breasts. They say that's a result of chest thumping. Oh, really? Obama is shooting blanks at the pigeons. They say it's not a real picture. Al Gore's disastrous book tour. Yeah, right, book tour. You heard about the trip to sunny Mexico for the young ladies from Spain, didn't you? They were tied up with their own bikinis, their men tied to chairs, and they were gang raped in Acapulco. They're looking for a motive, you hear? The Mexican authorities are looking for a motive of why tourists were raped in Acapulco. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard of in my life. Is a motive to rape? I mean, the motive of rape is to rape. Drone strikes on Americans? Yeah, well, you know where I feel on that. I think it's a good idea, especially if they're out to kill us. I say kill them first. The outgoing defense secretary, Leon Panetta, is the most expensive defense secretary in history. It cost you $32,000 per weekend trip back to his home in Monterey, California. It's good to be king. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Robert Menendez denies prostitute claims. He says it's all smears. Tell that to the madam. What else is on michaelsavage.com? Well, you can sign up for Savage Nation's free daily newsletter. That doesn't cost you anything. Here's an inconvenient truth. It's a picture of a polar bear on my site. And there are more polar bears alive today than 40 years ago. God bless those white polar babies. Go tell it to Al Gore. I'll ask you to listen. How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens? How will it affect you and your family? You know that Democrats polled in California, as well as Republicans, as well as independents, have all overwhelmingly to the 70th percentile said no to amnesty. Has that stopped the quislings in our government? Well, I'll let you listen to them and you'll find out for yourself whether it has stopped them. Let's listen to clip number one. Here's the esteemed senator from New Jersey, Senator Robert Menendez.
Para mí, yo creo que esto es un momento de gran oportunidad para realizar una reforma
integral. You got the answer right there. Suddenly, English speakers need not apply to Robert Menendez. He didn't speak in English, did he? He spoke in Spanish. Why? Because he's not speaking to the English voter, English-speaking voter. He's speaking to the illegal alien who obviously put him in power and keeps him in power. It's that simple. Whether you want to hear it or not, whether it's painful to hear it or not, doesn't matter to me. The truth has its own ring to it. Hemingway wrote that. The truth has its a ring to it. And people know when you're telling the truth, they can feel it. It's a visceral reaction in their bodies. They don't need anyone to tell them whether it's true or false. They can sense it. What I just said to you is 100% true. And I'll remind you something else. Nobody in the business of talk radio owns the issue of immigration more so than I. I have staked my career on borders, language, and culture. I built my show's theme on borders, language, and culture. I have tried to emphasize to listeners, many of whom are independents, that I stand for borders, language, and culture. And I've had Democrats come up to me and say, Savage, I'm a borders, language, and culture Democrat. Because even they understand that without a border, without a unifying language, and without the culture of our nation, and that's a big story unto itself, without borders, language, and culture, there is no nation. I've compared it to a cell. You remember high school biology? A plant has a cell wall. An animal cell has a cell membrane. It encloses all of the protoplasm or the goo inside the cell. If you penetrate the cell wall, the plant's goo runs out and bad stuff runs in and the cell in the plant dies and then so goes the rest of the plant. It dies. It loses its shape, loses its form, and it disappears as the plant that you know it. Same with an animal. You take a cell membrane, you make it permeable, the protoplasm will either ooze out or bad stuff will ooze in. The cell membrane, once it's ripped or torn or made porous, the cell ceases to have integrity, the cell disappears, and then so goes surrounding cells. Eventually, the entire body disappears as well into one massive infection. This is exactly what we are talking about on a political level. You can apply common sense, you can apply political sense, you can apply biological sense, or you can apply common sense, none of which is coming out of the mouths of Schumer, McCain, or Menendez so far as I can tell. Let's take your calls on the Savage Nation. Here in San Francisco, Maryland, KSFO, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, hi. First, let me say it's always an honor to talk to you, and I received Train Tracks for Christmas, and I just love the book. I'd love to read the new one. But anyway, as a disabled American, I find this disgraceful. My husband and I have been trying to get into Section 8 housing for 7 years, and down here in Mexiclara County, I guess you can figure who all most of this all goes to. And I know how that's going to, I mean, we're barely making it on $800 a month, and we need, you know, increases in our disability and not decreases, and I can just see this is all going to make.
Well, why would you assume correctly? If you're a marginally existing person living on whatever, SDSI or whatever, because you're blind, and I think I remember you, you're disabled, your husband's disabled, society has to take care of you, do you think that there's going to be more money to take care of you or less money when the government grants amnesty to the 30 million illegal aliens? It's a logical question with a simple answer. Of course there'll be less money for you.
I know.
And moreover, you'll be put at the back of the bus. You know that.
Exactly. And then my 72-year-old mother, who worked and struggled as a single parent, you know, I wonder how she's going to fare under Obamacare. She's not doing really well right now.
Well, you heard from a caller from Washington, D.C. on WMAL, who is a doctor, that they have death panels existing in hospitals already. You heard that, didn't you?
Oh, I know, and that concerns me. But
oh, yeah, they said we Republicans, conservatives, we were wrong. There were no death panels. These are the same people who are telling us that amnesty for illegals won't cost us anything. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
Well, stay well, reverse a disease, and get off medication so you don't even need Obamacare. The Perfect Gene Diet is an award-winning, integrative approach that focuses on the prevention and even reversal of serious diseases. There's an Alzheimer's epidemic in this country. There's also an obesity epidemic, and it's preventable. Take your health into your own hands with the Perfect Gene Diet. Based on your own genetics, after testing for your specific genotype, a nutritional and exercise plan is customized for you. People come from all all over the world to see Dr. Pam McDonald in Danville. So learn about the perfect gene diet at a seminar coming to the Inn at Spanish Bay in Pebble Beach, February 22nd and 23rd. But you need to register and take a test by Monday the 11th. So go right now to theperfectgenediet.com or call this number, 925-736-8510. Again, that's 925-736-8510 or go to perfectgenediet.com.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 800-309-1118. That's 800-309-1118. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-567-9916.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. A couple of years ago, I wrote a bestseller called Trickle Up Poverty. Can anyone listening to the show tell me I was wrong? Did we have poverty trickle up or wealth trickle down? Did any of that Wall Street money make it to your bank account? Or did your hard-earned dollars make it to their pockets? In Chapter 7, I wrote, "The real cost of legalizing illegals, it's the vote, stupid." And I'll read you from this chapter. President Obama was defined back when I wrote this book in the following way. He wrote this. He said, "In the 21st century, we are defined not by our borders but by our bonds." Now, what the heck does he mean by that? Suddenly, King Obama wants to dissolve our border with Mexico. Now, he didn't start this. Bill Clinton did. Bill Clinton defined a border as porous. Bill Clinton built superhighways from Mexico into the United States for trucks. I'll let you figure out why. And I'll remind you that entering the United States illegally has been a crime since 1929. And by the way, federal law still affirms that it is a crime to be in this country illegally. Fact of the matter is, though, since Napolitano took over as Big Sis, they were busy with Obama, Napolitano, compromising and erasing our border. Arizona residents increasingly besieged by illegals crossing their southern border. Mexicans smuggling drugs and illegal aliens into the country were becoming more desperate and violent. Phoenix had gotten the nickname Kidnapping Capital of the United States of America. And Governor Jan Brewer, one of America's real heroes, who should have been president, by the way, was the only governor who took on Obama. And she was dismissed by the Republican Party as a result of that. But the fact of the matter is, the left has one thing in mind, and that is the subversion of the United States of America. There are two groups that you should know about that are deeply tied into this push for amnesty for illegal aliens. And that is La Raza and Micha. They are the subversive base of a Chicano leftist takeover of the United States of America.
Illegal immigration, especially from Mexico and Central and South America, is not a new phenomenon. In fact, as far back as the middle of the last century, Chicanos, so-called, were assuming a racial and cultural identity within the United States that would become a movement which spread throughout the American Southwest and California. The fact is that the word Chicano itself is a leftist phrase, because by definition, the correct phrase is Hispanic, not Chicano. Chicano is part of the left's terminology. What does la raza mean? La raza means the race. That's all it means. La raza, which in Spanish is for the race, is now an official organization, not just a nickname. The National Council for La Raza gave itself an acronym because it was so racist, so racially charged to say we are the race. They made it into NCLR. And as a result, not only did they receive hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants annually, but this subversive anti-American Hispanic advocacy group became a part of Obama's ruling cabinet. The head of La Raza, Cecilia Munoz, went underground and went deeply into the White House, and you never heard from her again. But the list of La Raza's subversive goals is very long. You don't know this, but first they favor the abolition of the border between the United States and Mexico as one of the steps to their reclaiming portions of the American Southwest and California from Americans who allegedly stole the territory from its rightful Hispanic owners. La Raza and its sister group Micha, Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlán, have expressed the intention to liberate the mythical territory of Aztlán, which stretches from areas occupied by pre-Columbian Indians in Mexico up into the southwestern United States and California. Illegal immigration has long been a part of a strategy to enable La Raza to take back territory that it feels was stolen from it by the United States. In many ways, La Raza is like Hamas is to Israel. Hamas claims that the Jews stole the land from the Palestinians. La Raza claims the same thing with regard to this issue here. Aztlan is seen as the birthplace of the Aztecs. And what does it include, all of you good liberals? It includes your house in California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and the areas in Texas and Colorado. If they were to abolish the borders between the United States and Mexico to enable illegal immigration into the United States, that is what will happen. Those lands would soon be declared part of Aztlan. You would be kicked out of your house. It wouldn't happen overnight, but it will happen for sure. Let's not mince words, I wrote. The two groups hate the United States and all that it stands for. There's a man named Antonia Darda who taught so-called cultural studies at Claremont Graduate University, and she received a standing ovation at an annual La Raza Youth Conference held at UCLA for the purpose of promoting so-called Aztlan culture. Here's what she said. She said, quote, "Capitalism is the root of domination. We're here because U.S. foreign policy in Latin America has forced us here. You've heard all of this before, but in this case, you have the President of the United States acting as a front man for this racist, nationalist, anti-nationalist organization. The Machista philosophy holds that Aztlan belongs to indigenous people who are sovereign and not subject to a foreign culture. Their philosophy supports so-called Chicano nationalism in a characteristically totalitarian way, incidentally, claiming that, quote, we must be consistent in our thinking and our actions. What does that mean? Well, one of the critical goals of La Raza has long been the granting of amnesty for illegal aliens. Right now, they have their man in Havana. His name is Barack Obama, only he's not in Havana. He's in the White House. Achieving this also means working against enforcement of laws to stop illegal immigration. Several groups, including the Red Diaper Doper Babies of the so-called American Civil Liberties Union and La Raza, worked hand in glove to petition Obama to drop INS agreements, and they have done so. The incompetent Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has been working around the clock on revising agreements to focus on arresting only illegals or fugitives from justice, setting the groundwork for what is coming. One of the first things the new Congress did, well, do I have to go on with it? Because Harry Reid is deeply tied into this push by La Raza and this other group for amnesty for illegal aliens. Why would the most arch leftist president in American history fly all the way to Nevada and back at the cost of millions of dollars to give this speech in Nevada. There's a reason for this. And one day this will come out in a historical novel. It won't be here on this show, and it won't be tomorrow in the news. But make no mistake about it. What these six quisling senators proposed is nothing less than an anti-American juggernaut that makes a mockery of the rule of law. This is also an indication that Obama is nothing less than a brazen revolutionary who is stopping at nothing to ramrod his subversive agenda down our throats. The will of the people be damned. The president is beholden to La Raza, Micha, and the American Civil Liberties Union. That is why you're hearing about amnesty all of a sudden, because he owes them big time. Let's not forget how he got reelected. It was a little help from his friends in La Raza and Micha. 855-407-2822, or go to michaelsavage.com and check out some of the articles that we've gathered for you today. Just remember that what you're about to hear over the next few days from the president and from the quislings in Congress are all lies. The costs greatly outweigh the contributions that these 30 million illegal aliens will make to this country. It does not mean they're bad people. It does not mean that we don't, that many of us haven't come to love and live with many of these immigrants as part of our families, as though they're part of our life. We have. And many of us understand how warm-hearted many of these folks are and what they've brought to this country in some ways, which is very beautiful, a warmth and a love. That has nothing to do with the fact that they're here illegally and that we can no longer afford to carry them on our back. It's that simple. Well, we know this problem exists, and everyone knows that people are paid under the table in the state of California. In particular, it's a state with a sub-rosa economy that runs in the billions. You can pretty much figure out what the number is by the amount of Western Union funds being shipped to Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador. The last I checked, it was something like $25 billion a year was being sent out of the United States, out of California alone, to the home countries. $25 billion a year of excess income being sent back to the home country untaxed, going to their relatives in those countries. They all come here to work, comma, the system, period.
Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. San Jose police are looking for a parolee who stole one of their police minivans this afternoon. The suspect somehow slipped his cuffs after his arrest, jumped into the front seat of the van, and drove off. The main suspect in the 1984 disappearance of Kevin Collins was a fugitive from Canada, where he was accused of two child kidnappings. The man is now dead, but police are asking for the public's help with information that might finally resolve the Collins case. The Concord Planning Commission will consider a ban on the outdoor cultivation of medical marijuana tonight. The proposed ordinance was in response to citizen complaints about the skunk-like odor of outdoor pot farms. Taking a look at the roadways, we've got an accident westbound 80 Richmond Parkway in the left lane. Also, still have some debris on the on-ramp from Treasure Island onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hundreds of thousands all over America are using Ovation Cell Therapy to help stop dry, brittle, damaged hair.
Your hair can be thicker, stronger, grow longer, and be healthy again with Ovation Cell Therapy.
Ovation is easy to use and guaranteed safe and effective, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
Do you color treat your hair with harsh chemicals and dyes?
Do you style your hair with dryers and curling irons?
Have you damaged your hair from extensions and weaves?
Is your hair breaking off or falling out by the brushfuls due to stress, medications, or surgeries?
Ovation Cell Therapy can help restore the damage caused by these harsh treatments. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be healthy again.
For thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. Repair the damage now and have healthier, shinier, more manageable hair. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings. ovationhair.com.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. The thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
On the next morning show, why are gun stores in the Bay Area being targeted by liberal activists? You'll find out tomorrow morning, 5 to 9, with me, Brian Sussman, and the crew on KSFO.
Jerry Robinson is an economist and columnist featured weekly on WorldNetDaily.com. He's been quoted on Fox News, USA Today. He's written columns for Town Hall and Financial Sense. Jerry, welcome to the Savage Nation.
It's absolutely fantastic to be here. Thank you so much.
Hey, Jerry, give it to us straight. Is the United States really bankrupt?
Completely bankrupt. Not even a doubt about it. I mean, we are a bankrupt nation. When you consider the fact that we have a $16 trillion national debt, coupled with our unfunded obligations, which total about $120 trillion, we are in very bad shape. And unfortunately, the politicians in Washington have no plan to solve this issue. In fact, they continue to go in circles about chump change instead of dealing with the real problems that are facing us on the horizon. And that's why I wrote the book Bankruptcy of Our Nation, to help expose the origins of the crisis, but also to provide solutions. I mean, it's not all bad for those who are prepared.
Well, what are we spending all of our money on? How does the debt break down? What is this all about? Is it all nonsense?
The debt really is broken down in many different ways. Obviously, we have quite a bit of money tied up in our wars. I mean, we're spending $4 billion a week to prop up the military machine in Afghanistan. We're spending $4 billion every single week in interest payments on the national debt. Of course, much of our debt has to do with the social safety net programs like Social Security, Medicare, which is a $84 trillion program when you head out to 2040, and also Medicaid, food stamps. I mean, you know, just take your pick. It's a huge menu of services that the government provides. And unfortunately, it's unsustainable. And that's what we're facing as we go out into a very uncertain future. Many people are bewildered. They're concerned. Recent statistics have shown us that most people are so woefully underprepared, Michael, to be able to handle losing a job. Currently, 40% of Americans have less than $500 in savings. Over 44% of Americans are not prepared to go 3 months without a job. So in the book, Bankruptcy of Our Nation, we spend a lot of time talking about solutions. We list the 21 income streams that anyone can create both now and in retirement, because we definitely need to increase our income as U.S. citizens and to diversify that income. And then we also talk about ways to protect your investments. And you have to, because we are dealing with an out-of-control banking institution in the Federal Reserve, an out-of-control Congress that is spending like a drunken sailor. And so we have to properly protect our investments. And the way we do that, in the book, we lay out something we call PACE. And, Michael, for your listeners, it's a very simple, easy acronym for people to remember and write down. PACE stands for P, precious metals, A, agriculture, C, commodities, and E, energy. These are four areas that have outperformed traditionally in the overall stock market and have provided stellar returns over the last 10 years, and we expect in the coming years that we're going to see the same thing.
How did the nation's mindset change from what used to be a nation of savers to what seems to be a nation of spenders?
Well, it was made possible by the fact that in 1971, whenever Nixon took us off the gold standard, he came on the Bonanza Show, interrupted the Bonanza Show on August 15th, 1971, and in essence said, we're not going to allow people to transfer their dollars into gold on the international scale. And so, in essence, we became a fiat currency that moment, officially. Every global currency became a fiat currency. That is, a currency that's only backed up by the full faith and credit of their government. So we have been living in a very crazy paper economy that encourages consumption, and in fact, because our monetary system is debt-based, it requires more and more debt. So by very definition of our monetary system, Michael, we are a debt-ridden nation, and our system requires debt.
Okay, so how does the debt of the nation really affect each of us individually? Do we really know what's going on?
Well, it's easy to look out at the $16 trillion debt, the $120 trillion unfunded obligations, and say, well, that's big, but it really doesn't matter to me because, you know, I have my credit card bill, I have my mortgage, and so that's my responsibility. That's the government's responsibility, that big gargantuan debt. Well, the truth of the matter is that we are borrowing money, and that's where that debt comes from, obviously. The problem is when you borrow money, you have to pay interest. And interest rates are currently extremely low. But as nations around the world and investors no longer want to continue to prop up this obviously perverse U.S. economy and, of course, the politicians who are doing all the spending, that's going to force interest rates to go higher. And as interest rates go higher, that's going to impact you, me, and every single person who's listening to this radio program right now. So what we encourage people to do in our book, Bankruptcy of Our Nation, is to lock in your debts on fixed interest rates. I was just recently told that the United States government is no longer providing student loans on a fixed rate. Instead, they provide these on a variable rate. And so anyone with student loans, for example, should be running, not walking, to get their student loans locked in on a fixed rate. Because when these rates go up, they will go up fairly quickly. And we've seen this before in the past.
How big a problem is the entitlement system as compared to the overall debt of the nation? I mean, that's what's killing us, entitlements. What does that really mean, entitled? Who says people are entitled to this?
It's a very big problem. And I think it's not just a financial problem, Michael. It's a psychological problem that we have found ourselves in. There's nothing wrong with a social safety net. There's nothing wrong with helping people who need help. But what's happened is, as has been stated over and over again, we have turned our nation into, and everyone in it, into those who expect more and more and more. In essence, this attitude is something that we call the present is the minimum. And that's, in essence, what people expect. Whatever is currently being offered, that should be the minimum. It should only go up. The stock market should only go up. Housing prices should only go up. Benefit prices or benefit payments should only go up. So that's all unsustainable. I mean, in economics, you know that things can clearly not continue to go up forever. So I think the psychological impact is one of the most understated in this crisis. As we move into the full frontal assault that we're going to experience with this debt crisis, and it really begins to work its way through the system, the psychological impact, I believe, for a nation that has been on the top of its game for so many decades is going to be very hard to swallow. But in the book, Bankruptcy of Our Nation, we really get into the idea of how to protect yourself. And that's why we talk about income diversification, using those 21 streams of income that you can create both now and in retirement, using that PACE investment philosophy to protect yourself against a declining dollar. And we also get into the topic of foreign currencies and gold and silver, all of these things that people can use to protect themselves.
What effect does the debt ceiling have on us?
Well, the debt limit, the debt ceiling, kind of goes back, all the way back to the early part of the 1900s. But in essence, it's really kind of a straw man argument. It's really just a cap that the Congress is able to impose upon the Treasury back in the 1910s. 1913, 1914, back in those, you know, World War One era, we saw that the Treasury had to go to the U.S. Congress every single time it wanted to have a bond issuance, to issue bonds. Well, the politicians got tired of constantly having to bicker over this, so they instead extended a line of credit to the Treasury and said, look, don't spend more than this. And we called that a debt ceiling. Well, that debt ceiling has risen over and over and over and over throughout time. And now, of course, it's sitting at about $16.394 trillion, where, you know, if you go back to the early part of the 1900s, it was, you know, around $48 billion. So, I mean, you're talking about a massive increase in the amount of debt we've had. But, I mean, again, the current system that we're in, Michael, only facilitates more debt, because the U.S. dollar itself, and this is hard for many people to hear or even understand because it's hard for me to understand as an economist. The fact is, if you pull out a dollar bill and you look at the very top of that dollar bill, it says three words, Federal Reserve Note. Now, if I tell you that I have a car note, you know exactly what that means. That means I have a car loan. But when we see the words Federal Reserve Note, for some reason our eyes glaze over. We don't seem to know what that means. What that means is very simple. That is a loan to the United States government from the Federal Reserve. Who sets the interest rates that the Federal Reserve gets paid back? The Federal Reserve. You talk about a scam. In essence, they loan money that they print out of thin air to the United States government, and then they get to set their own interest rate that they get paid back. So this is a vicious cycle that our founding fathers warned against from the grave now, saying do not get entangled with central banks. And we go into great length about the Federal Reserve and the problems that it poses in our book, Bankruptcy of Our Nation, to the nation.
Okay. Would you modify the Federal Reserve system or get rid of it altogether?
I would eradicate the Federal Reserve. In fact, the way to solve this issue is to stick to the Constitution. In the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, it makes it very clear that the Congress is the only institution that is allowed to coin money, not print money. In fact, the Coinage Act of 1792, which was signed by then-President George Washington, actually states that if any man in the colonies actually moves to print paper money, he should be hanged. This was signed by George Washington, our president. Well, the reason was because they knew the danger of paper money. And so they said it must be coined. Well, today, in total irony, George Washington's face graces the front of the dollar bill, and he would, of course, had someone hung for actually creating that. So, you know, the paper money system that we have today is indicative of our overall economic malaise. The only way out of this is to get rid of the leech, which is the Federal Reserve, and to move towards a sound monetary system, which was the goal from the very beginning of this nation.
This is a big topic, Jerry. Where can my audience learn more?
Well, I tell you what, we have had a really great response at our website. There we have a radio show, we have our newsletter, we have all of our articles, and of course the copy of this book, Bankruptcy of Our Nation. They can find it on Amazon, or they can find it at our website. Our website is followthemoneydaily.com.
Jerry Robinson, thanks for joining us today on the Savage Nation.
It's my pleasure.
I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth. I'm Michael Savage.
Are you kicking off a new diet and exercise regime? Don't start your workout on a filthy carpet. Give it a Zero-Res workout. Zero-Res removes the unwanted pounds of dirt and grime in your carpet. Zero-Res energizes your carpets with empowered water. It doesn't weigh your carpet down with soap or shampoo. Their alkaline empowered water is completely green. It's safe for children, pets, and great for allergy sufferers. Your carpet will smell fresh, look bright, and the amazing results will motivate you to get as healthy as your carpets. The trained technicians at Zero Res are prompt, polite, and professional. From corner guards to shoe booties, Zero Res technicians perform above your expectations. Call Zero Res today for their $99 special at 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739. Spelled backward or forward, Zero Res spells the same. You can book online at ZeroBayArea.com.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar
a no-brainer.
Call Varengo Solar at 800-381-3900. A five-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Yeah, I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Let's take your calls and see what you think about this. KSFO, San Francisco. Stephen, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. And I could not agree with you more with everything you've said tonight. You've hit so many topics just on the head there. And I can address every single one of those topics through my own life experiences here in Northern California. Regarding work, I've been 27 years as a contractor, and I'm starving to death due to the fact that I can't compete with the illegals who aren't paying their workman's comp, not paying their taxes, or even Americans that are hiring these people and not paying workman's comp and taxes and doing everything illegal. And skirting around the issues and getting these jobs.
Well, but you see, the politicians will lie to you and say that if they're granted amnesty, they will pay, the contractor will have to pay workers' comp, and the workers will then pay taxes. But you know that that's a lie anyway.
That is a lie, because the workers, they're being paid cash under the table no matter what. So there will be no taxes.
Stephen, how much do they pay illegal alien laborers on job sites in Northern California? What's the going rate? For cash?
Well, it depends, but I mean, it's, you know, $15, $20, $25. The problem that's happening, too, is that, you know, back in the day, you know, I'm paying workman's comp and I'm hiring, you know, guys to work for me. I wasn't going to hire the illegals to, even I can save money on them, I wasn't going to train them to do the jobs, because now what's happening is they're all gotten trained to do some of the work, and it's inferior quality, but they're
yes.
Just working, getting...
Absolutely, it's garbage work. I can attest to it. There's no journeyman, there's no apprenticeship, there's nothing. That's why so much of the construction in Northern California is such garbage.
It's garbage.
You know, I have a friend who's of Italian descent who told me that when his grandfather came over from Italy, I don't know how long ago, I'll say 100 years ago, 90 years ago, I don't know when, he was a contractor, and in order to pass his test to become a licensed journeyman in New York City, he had to build a door out of wood with his own hands and his own tools. He had to build the frame in which the door hung, and he then had to hang the door inside the frame, and he had to show to the individual who was testing him that that door could open and close perfectly without a hitch and not get stuck in the jam. Can you imagine your illegals doing that today?
No, never, never. And so you've got these general contractors that are all Latinos. They're hiring all their illegal Spanish-speaking buddies, paying them under the table. And so, and people are getting shoddy work. So that's one experience. And so I'm starving. I can't compete with that. And I don't want to compete with that because I wanted to pay taxes. I want to pay workman's comp and do it all the right way. But I can't, it makes no sense for me to do that anymore.
Well, I don't understand. You mean you can't find workers who are here legally or you have to pay them too much? Is that the issue?
I can't get the jobs because I can't compete with the bids, because if I'm going to do it the legal way, it costs me 33% on every dollar for workman's comp. 33.
I see. I see what you're saying. I see. Well, you talk about workers' comp in the state of California. It's beyond comprehension, the fraud in workers' comp. You know that Barbara Boxer's husband is a workers' comp lawyer. You know that, don't you?
I didn't know that.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, 20 years. Represents people who sprain their backs, pushing a broom, and then collect for the rest of their lives. I've heard judges, he goes in there with his feet up and picks his teeth in the courts of Marin County, and they're terrified of him because he has the powerful senator from White. But let's put that aside for the moment. So what, you're not working right now? Is that the issue?
No, I work. I'm getting probably 25% of the work I used to do, but now I work on the weekends at a side job, and then I become an armed guard at nighttime to make a little bit of money here and there. I got a standard of living.
So you can't find a crew of legal workers and make a bid that's equal to the illegals who are underbidding you because they're not paying their fair freight. I hear you on that one. Let me send you a copy of my new novel, A Time for War, only as a gift because I'm giving it out right up until publication date, which is, I think, February 12th. I want to remind you listeners before we go to break that it was we conservatives in the media who warned you about the devastation that NAFTA would bring to this nation. We warned you that NAFTA and the other internationalist schemes would destroy American manufacturing. Were we wrong or were we right? It happened under Bill Clinton, the worst president in American history, with the most revisionist press around him ever seen in American history. He pushed NAFTA down our throats. We opposed NAFTA. We told you the North American Free Trade Agreement would yield a devastation of American manufacturing. Were we wrong or were we right? Did we warn you about the World Trade Organization? We did for years on this show and others. By other conservatives. We told you the WTO would be loaded against American business. And you know and I know what's happened since the WTO came into power. Everything we have told you about from a fiscal point of view has been 100% correct. And I remind you tonight on the Savage Nation, I've been discussing the illegal immigrant problem since 1994 when I began in radio. It is far worse now because we have a greater demagoguery than ever before in American history, and we have lost our press. There is no longer a free press in the United States of America. The purpose of the press is to keep the government honest. Can anyone listening to this program tell me that in San Francisco there is a newspaper that would dare take on Feinstein or Boxer or Nancy Pelosi or Governor Brown or any of the other demagogues in this state? There's not a newspaper left in the state of California that will ever tell you the truth about what they have done to this state, the devastation they have wrought with their absurd fiscal irresponsibilities. And I will tell you again, granting amnesty to illegal aliens will destroy America once and for all.
Savage.